Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Turner Barber. Batting second. The third baseman, Hooks Warner. Batting third. The second baseman, Zbeeb Terry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Mysel. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Sullivan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, John Kelleher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hippo Vaughn. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hippo Vaughn. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Carson Bigby. Batting second. The center fielder, Max Carey. Batting third. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting fourth. The second baseman, George Cutshaw. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Possum Whitted. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Cotton Tierney. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Walter Schmidt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Cooper. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Wilbur Cooper. And now, play ball. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber takes first base on ball four. Hooks Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry takes first base on ball four. Barber moves to second. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes takes first base on ball four. Barber moves to third. Terry moves to second. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Barber scores. Terry moves to third. Grimes moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby hits a fly ball into center field. Mysel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hippo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barber. Cutshaw reaches second base with a double. Possum Whitted is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitted bunts in front of the plate. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. Cutshaw moves to third. One out. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tierney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vaughn fields it and has Cutshaw trapped. Vaughn throws to third, and Warner tags Cutshaw for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Barber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hooks Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-1 in the game. Warner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barber moves to second. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Barber moves to third. Warner moves to second. One out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grimes hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Walter Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Meisel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby is 0-for-1 in the game. Bigby takes first base on ball 4. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bigby. The throw from Daly and he is out, Kelleher applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Meisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meisel is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Meisel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Big B settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelleher. The throw from Schmidt and he is out, Moranville applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carey. The throw from Daly and he is out, Kelleher applying the tag. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-1 in the game. Moranville hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Kutchaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kutchaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kutchaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moranville moves to third. Possum Whitted is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitted is 0-for-0 in the game. Whitted hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moranville scores. Kutchaw moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tierney is 0-for-1 in the game. Tierney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kutchaw moves to third. Whitted moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hippo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kutchaw fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hooks Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kutchaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Walter Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmidt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bigby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Terry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. Terry moves to second. One out. George Meisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meisel is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Meisel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville misplays the ball. That's an error on Moranville. Terry moves to third. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Terry tags and scores. Meisel tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Schmidt scoops up the ball and tags Kelleher for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a fly ball into right field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cutshaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Possum Witted is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cutshaw. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Cutshaw steals second. Possum Witted is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witted is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Witted takes first base on ball 4. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tierney is 0-for-2 in the game. Tierney hits a fly ball into right field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cutshaw moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tierney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hippo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Walter Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-2 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bigby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hooks Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Terry bunts towards third. Tierney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grimes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mysel hits a fly ball into right field. Witted settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kutchaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kutchaw is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Kutchaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moranville moves to second. Two outs. Possum Whitted is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitted is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Whitted hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Meisel. Whitted reaches second base with a double. Moranville scores. It's Cubs, 2, Pirates, 2. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tierney is 0-for-3 in the game. Tierney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kelleher bunts in front of the plate. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to second. One out. Tom Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-3 in the game. Daly takes first base on ball 4. Hippo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. Daly moves to third. It's 3-2, Cubs. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barber hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde Barnhart pinch hits for Charlie Grimm. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walter Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-3 in the game. Schmidt bunts towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. Barnhart moves to second. One out. Johnny Mokin pinch hits for Wilbur Cooper. Johnny Mokin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mokin takes first base on ball 4. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bigby hits a line drive into left field. Sullivan picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Sullivan. Barnhart scores. Mokin moves to third. Big B moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 3, Pirates, 3. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carey is walked intentionally. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Moranville hits a pop-up towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kutchaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kutchaw is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Kutchaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Mokin now playing right field. Possum Witted now playing first base. Hal Carlson now pitching. Hooks Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Terry bunts in front of the plate. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. Warner moves to second. One out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grimes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Big B. Grimes reaches second base with a double. Warner scores. Grimes moves to third. It's 4-3, Cubs. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mysel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grimes scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mysel moves to third. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kelleher hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mysel tags and scores. Sullivan tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-3, Cubs. Tom Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sullivan. The throw from Schmidt and he is safe. Sullivan steals third. Tom Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Daly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Possum Witted is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witted is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Witted takes first base on ball 4. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tierney is 0-for-4 in the game. Tierney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sullivan. Tierney reaches second base with a double. Witted goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4 Cubs. Bill Skiff pinch hits for Hal Carlson. Bill Skiff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skiff hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walter Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-3 in the game. Schmidt hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Terry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mokin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mokin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mokin hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mysel, who is chasing the ball. Mokin reaches third base with a triple. Tierney scores. It's 6-5, Cubs. Carson Big B is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Big B is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Big B hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mokin scores. It's Cubs, 6, Pirates, 6. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Hamilton now pitching. Bob O'Farrell pinch hits for Hippo Vaughn. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barber hits a line drive into right field. Mokin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mokin. Barber moves to second. Hooks Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tierney fields it and throws to first for the out. Barber moves to third. Two outs. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Terry hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Buck Freeman now pitching. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Moranville takes first base on ball 4. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Cutshaw bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Moranville moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Possum Whitted is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitted is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Whitted bunts towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitted for the out. Moranville moves to third. Cutshaw moves to second. One out. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tierney is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tierney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mysel hits a fly ball into left field. Big B settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grimes moves to third. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kelleher hits a line drive into left field. Big B settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grimes tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-6, Cubs. Tom Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Moranville fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Walter Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 4 in the game. Schmidt hits a fly ball into right field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mokin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mokin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mokin strikes out. Two outs. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bigby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bigby for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 6. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.